On this episode of the Breeze Podcast,
my boss actually hit me up. He was like, he asked me today, and he got off a phone call. He was like, John, two questions.
Two.
The night did absolutely not end up at a sex shop where we bought handcuffs.
One.
Yo, why is Black History Month? Yo, why is Black History Month the shortest month? Let's talk about that, huh? Let's talk about that. These are things sorry, the audience want to know.
Zero.
Let's get into the episode.
Yo, what's good, people? What's good, beautiful people? You're listening to episode 74 of the Breeze Podcast with your boy, Jonathan McCollin. I'm here with my co-host,
Victor White. What's up, guys and girls?
Yo, I'm blessed. I mean, I hope they're blessed. I have an announcement to make on the podcast, something that we talked about before that I couldn't speak about before, but we can talk about it today.
Ooh la la. What's going on?
Yo, let's talk about it, B. Like, let's do it.
Yeah. Have our bitch roll the intro. When you're holding me.
Breeze.
What are you saying, fam? What's good?
You gotta respect Carl. Sorry, Carl. You just messed up the last podcast. You forgot the old audio track. What is that? It's lucky you catched it, John.
I had to, bro. I don't know
okay,
what happened.
Bro, one more thing that he messes up, and we need to give him lashes.
Yeah, we have to, like, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know, bro. What are you saying? How was your week, man? See you out here traveling, doing the life.
London things. So I just want to be
London peng things.
I want to be crystal clear with you, John. Okay.
Be as clear as you can be.
Okay, I'm gonna be as clear as I possibly can be.
Yeah, I'm talking.
I'm coming
like
from the United Kingdom. Or what? It's called the United Kingdom, yes.
Yeah.
Where you're posh, okay?
You're posh,
so on it? Valentine's Day, bro, I absolutely did not go on a date with a painting.
Okay.
All right?
I don't believe
and
you.
And
okay.
The night did absolutely not end up at a sex shop where we bought handcuffs. And I absolutely did not handcuff her back at the hotel.
All right,
that
bro.
Did not happen.
I'm gonna cut you
okay.
off. Just continue.
So you don't have to talk about that now, John, because
continue.
It didn't happen.
Continue.
So, my week. I went to London to visit the Revolut office.
Nice.
$10 billion company just now came out Friday when I was there. New funding round, $500
Yeah, they're not public,
million.
Eh?
Dollars. No, they're not public. But they did, in the beginning, they did a crowdfunding thing where you could put in money.
Do you have plans on going public? I don't know. I'm asking.
When they're at the $50 billion valuation. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said publicly, the CEO. I mean, I am kind of homie with our boy Nick, you know, after Stockholm Techfest, our little lunch there.
For the Revolut insider information.
Exactly. However, so it's a $10 billion company currently. They have four floors in the financial district of London, Canary Wharf. And the place is just amazing. You come up there, you see Morgan Stanley, you see the big HSBC building.
Yeah.
Everything looks brand new. It's just amazing, right? So they're in the Columbus building. I go over to the door person, and she's like, oh, who are you here to see? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here to see Ryan, blah, 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 blah. And then she tells her colleague, would you let him in? He's going up to the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
So the colleague, this older doorman, brings me through the gates. It's like gates when you go through, you know, taking the trains or whatever.
Yeah. Like in Toronto.
So, exactly. And then he just points at the elevators and says, fourth floor. And I'm like, okay. And then because I thought he was going to escort me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he just takes off to the right into a hidden room behind the elevators. So I'm kind of standing there. I see these people with access cards blipping on the elevator, going in on the elevator. And I'm like, yo, what should I do? So I message Ryan. I'm like, yo, I don't know exactly what to do. So these people come and I just get in the elevator because the issue was there's no buttons in the elevator. So just, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never been in that scenario before. So I ended up on the third floor and I'm like, Ryan, I'm on the third floor. I don't know how this stuff works. He's like, oh, no worries. I'll come and get you, you know? So he comes and gets me on the third floor. And I'm like, how the heck does these elevators work? So he pauses for like 5 seconds, scratches his head, and he's like, I actually don't know. I've just gotten in them, and then they take you where you need to go.
That's jokes.
So that's kind of, I don't know, it's some magic going on there. But super cool to see the office, meet people from the company that I've met before, and meet new people, cool people. So that was sick. And yeah, London was, it was a good time.
Nice, man.
I
saw you did a sick photo shoot. It was pretty sick.
So I linked up with a friend of mine and his friends. So first we went to this abandoned place outside of London. One of the guys, he had like Breaking Bad suit and mask and stuff. We did that. And then the after
coronavirus
that...
Coronavirus starter kit.
Exactly. The coronavirus starter kit. And then after that, we went to a tunnel and did the skate shoot, which is epic. But I'm kind of bummed because I hadn't had time to look through footage or edit stuff or just posted a pic that I got sent to me from the boys. But it turned out like epic. So sick. And yeah, man. Other than that, it's just a bunch of clarifications and
whatnot.
But I'm interested in hearing about your week, especially Friday and your Valentine's Day. What happened? And also, I want to know if you've seen Parasite yet.
I haven't seen Parasite, nah. But going into my week, I absolutely did not get an email from Victor saying this is not a video of Oscar-winning movie. Absolutely did not. See that?
That did not happen, guys.
That did not happen. But my week started off pretty basic. I was at school, and it was hectic. Like, I had an exam, but I did get 88% in that exam, the highest mark. Boom, that's good. That's the kid.
That's really good.
Moving on to Friday, I had work, of course. Victoria had work as well. I left work. I actually interviewed candidates on Friday.
Okay, nice.
Which was... I like doing that. Like, we spoke about it before in the podcast. Like, I enjoy doing that. Yeah. Like, seeing them on the other side, scared as ever.
You like being in the power position.
No, I like being on that side, but also not being a dick. Because, like, I've been on the other side, and on the other side of the table, the other person just didn't care for you. You know what I mean? So, like, then you're more nervous.
So, what kinds of questions does John McCollin ask? Because you were a dick to me when we were supposed to play role play.
True.
When, like, you were a big CEO for a pharma company.
it's a basic, like, behavioral interview, bro. Like, we asked them.
Okay.
Well, I actually walked them up to the interview room, so, like, I get this small talk with them, like, before they get there.
Yeah, that's good.
And then it's just a typical, like, interview. So, tell them about yourself. Like, ask them about their resume. Like, some guys on their resume, like, did some nice stuff, bro. Some nice stuff. Like, I don't know why they're working here, but they do some nice stuff. But I asked them about their resume. And then the hardest part is that we give them a test, like an actual test, like a SQL, like, coding test that you have to write by hand. And that's probably the hardest part of the interview. And then they answer us questions, then that's it. And keep it moving. Sucks that Friday, I finished work at 6. Because, like, we had to choose, like, the person right after. So normally I finish at, like, 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
But I left at 6. We had to choose. And then went back home, made, like, the sickest dinner.
London or to Brampton? Or
no. To Toronto. Victoria. To my girl's place. So I went to her place, cooked up some dinner. in early in the day, like, nice. I sent her some nice, like, flowers, like, to her building. Oh, nice. You know what I mean? Like, some nice. Blessed shit. Yeah. After dinner, it was blessed.
What did you cook?
I made...
I like that laugh, bro. I like that laugh.
After dinner... For dinner, I made, like, this pasta with some cranberries and, like, some...
Yo, wait. Where is she working again? She's also working for
Erkan. Yeah, she works for Erkan. But she works in downtown.
Downtown. Yeah. Is she living in an apartment in downtown or...
Nah, she lives...
She living back home.
Nah, she lives in Mississauga, which is, like, a 20-minute... train commute into downtown, into Union Station, which you know Union Station.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I made some fire pasta, bro. Like, it was like some sick next level stuff. But
does she live alone or?
No, she has a roommate, but her roommate wasn't there. Her roommate left. Like,
okay.
Her roommate dipped for the weekend. Okay. But that was Friday. Yeah, into Saturday.
I just asked that because I just. Your laugh suggested
anyway, going
that
into
she
Saturday,
didn't have a
going into Saturday, the weekend flew by. Then
so it was a good, cozy Valentine's night with home-cooked food.
It was
and
blessed,
you cooked
bro.
What?
I cooked some pasta with some cranberries, some walnuts, some like
nice
a cream-based sauce. Like, it was blessed, bro. It was like,
okay.
It was nice.
Yeah.
The weekend flew by. Also, this weekend was All-Star Weekend. I don't know if you watch All-Star Weekend. But, all right, we gotta talk some sports on this. But that's later. But, like, All-Star Weekend, the greatest weekend in basketball, that happened. So, I watched that. And then, Monday was supposed to be a holiday. Monday was a holiday for all of Canada, bro. Except for John.
Uh-huh.
except for John and Air Canada, bro. I was so cheesed.
You're hustling.
Yeah, I was hustling, bro, working. And then today, I announced that I am leaving Air Canada, and I'm going to IBM.
How did you go to your boss? And you're going to IBM. Boom. Bombs. Okay. So bro,
my boss actually hit me up. He was like, he asked me today. Like, he got off a phone call. He was like, John, two questions. One, first of all, the offer still stands. Like, are you staying? Like, I want to know if you're staying. And two, if you're staying, like, when will you begin, like, full-time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no worries. Like, we can talk about it. Like, obviously, you got to be, like, there are bare people around. I'm not going to just answer the question in front of these people. I'm like, all right, give me a couple minutes. We can, like, go to a meeting room where you can talk about it, whatever. So I just go to the meeting room after, in, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, just made this a little easy for your part two of the question. No, I will not be staying. I go, and then I just broke it down for him, like, told him. He was like, well, it's IBM, so I probably do the same thing. I was like, true.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he took it. I didn't have any expectations of how he was going to take it. I didn't know how he was going to take it, but it's done. Like, it's no longer a under the rocks thing, you know? So, yeah, people, I'm going to IBM August. That's what's happening.
Weekend. New territory, new land. But, okay, so before we move on, since I made it clear that I absolutely did not spend Valentine's Day with a painting in London, I would like to get your opinion of my hypothetical Valentine's Day, all right? So, so let's say I buy some flowers, roses.
Okay.
And then
What color painting, roses?
Like red, it was like a bouquet, red roses, obviously, with all this stuff.
Because the color matters.
Yeah, the color matters. So,
he was like, yeah.
I go, theoretically, to the hotel to meet the painting for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mans have the roses, so obviously she's happy. And theoretically, she slid into my DMs. You know, which is kind of interesting.
Say allegedly.
Allegedly. That's better. Allegedly.
That's way better.
This is all rumors, guys.
Allegedly.
So one could be worried about what happens if you don't hit it off, whatever. But it was all fine, bro. Like, I also came with a bottle of wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
get up to the room. And the funny thing is, imagine if I had planned two activities with her not knowing the activities. And she, allegedly, she's never met me before, other than her sliding into my DMs. So obviously, one would like to play on that emotion of uncertainty and not knowing what's next. So I'm like a bit like, what's your horrors? Are you scared of anything? Blah, 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 you know, kind of like that. So get in the Uber, go to the first place, right? And we get off. She has no idea, like, you know, whatsoever. It's a karaoke bar. Because I figured, allegedly, that would be a fun thing to do on Valentine's Day, right?
Mm.
So that was bomb. Like, you know, you get your own booth. Have you ever been to a karaoke bar?
Not like a
normal No, karaoke box. Sorry, karaoke box. Yeah, so you have your own room, you know?
Yeah.
Super fun. I completely would recommend it if I would have done it.
Yeah.
But I'm just speaking for next allegedly.
Time. And now you know about it, then you could do it
for next time. Right? Exactly. Yeah, Rumor has it is a good thing to do.
Apparently.
That was super fun. And then next
Uber, allegedly it was fun.
Allegedly. Blindfold her to, you know, keep the excitement going. Go in somewhere, she has no idea where. Get up to the big eggplant building or whatever. I don't remember the name of it in London. And then we walk and it just says swingers. Big sign, right? And the pink thing, she's like, oh, it's a swingers club, blah, blah, blah. But she still follows me down, even though I'm like, yeah, it's a swingers club, allegedly speaking. Get down there and it's a mini golf thing, right?
Nice.
So one should be prepared, which means you already pre-ordered the package, which allegedly one might think would be two drinks each, turning out to be four drinks each. So at this point where we allegedly shared a wine bottle at the hotel, two cocktails at the karaoke box, and then plus like five drinks at the mini golf spot, plus food, right? Play the tournament. Everything allegedly comes down to the last hole, bro. And obviously, you don't play and not gamble, intended. Right? So man's like, okay, before we play, what are we playing about? And I'm smart, allegedly. So I'm like, okay, well, you have to give me a passionate kiss if I win, right? What do you want? You can decide whatever you want, right? So, I mean, the stakes are like sky high.
They're up there.
Right? They're up there. Anyhow, comes down to last hole. Allegedly, you know, your boy from Barbados never disappoints, right? So go back to the bar. I go to the bathroom, I come back, and she's talking to two other people that met on Bumble, right? And they're like 35. The woman was 35, the man was a little older.
Yeah.
So and we asked them first how they met, and they're like Bumble. And then they're like, what about you guys? And they're on their first date on Valentine's Day. So I'm like, yeah, I just casually flew here from Sweden to go on a date with her. And my man was pissed, bro.
Oh, jeez.
He was pissed. I'm like, bro, you gotta step up your game. Come on.
You showed up the man on Valentine's Day, bro. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, bro?
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, after that, swing by this Fashion Week after party at the W in London, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Get in the elevator. First thing man says is this. Yeah, so I'm a random guy in the elevator. Yeah, so I'm the only movie star you'll meet here tonight. So I'm like, okay, so these are all my, what do you call it? Not predictions, when you have preconceived notions about a certain type of people. it's called something. I lost the word. But so I'm thinking fashion industry is just like superficial. And this man is the first person meeting the elevator. So I ask him, I'm like, oh, so what have you been in? Anything I've seen? And then he's like, what kind of question is that? how am I supposed to answer that? And then he's like, what do you do? And I'm like, yeah, so I've been competing professionally in skiing, doing World Cups, World Ski Championships. So then he was like, then he was grounded, bro. He was probably bullshitting, like most likely.
Do you recognize him? Then he was probably bullshitting.
No, bro. Because if he was an actual actor, so I've been in this scenario before, where when I was in Florida for my uncle's daughter's gay wedding, this female photographer was an actor, and I asked him the exact same thing, and she was like, yeah, so I've been in Ozarks. I was the prostitute. I think we spoke about that on the thing. So it's not a big deal if you ask your work.
Like,
you know,
he was then you'd be like, capping.
So that's why he was, yeah, that's why he was BSing.
Definitely capping.
So we're there. Literally didn't see any famous people at all. No one that I recognized. Okay. So had two we had a drink each, like extremely expensive, overpriced. And they were like, yeah, let's go and get some food. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we go and get some dumplings, and then best thing of the evening happens. We allegedly sit by these French people that are studying in the UK. That are super cool, and the girls had basically the same name, bro. What's the odds of that? Yeah, so we gave them the tickets to the Fashion Week thing, and then. I'm not going to go into what happened after that. Would you say that? What would you say?
I think that was an alleged, pretty cool night. You know, allegedly.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear what happened after. You know, like I think that's a good cap.
Yeah.
You did well, son.
Yeah. Perfect. So, yeah. I don't want to talk too much, so let's just, and you're pressed on time because you're going to the studio, which means we should get into the next segment.
Let's do it. Chopped up. Who runs that? Carl, run that, bro. Like, stop wasting my time, fam. Like. Carl just out here, like, cheesing the minds, bro.
I know. So... we have Bezos donating $10 billion towards the climate.
What do you think? Do you think it's just like?
I think that's.
You say what you say.
I think that's a good thing. It's a positive thing. Obviously, like it's a big thing with billionaires and their
philanthropy,
exactly, because it's. One way of avoiding large sums of taxes. He also bought the most expensive house in California, which is probably the reason
he needed that tax break, bro.
Exactly. He needed that tax break.
What are the odds?
It's not odds. It's not a coincidence.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it's a positive thing. There hasn't been any snow this winter in Stockholm, which is insane. That has never happened before in the history of Earth.
That's crazy.
Never, ever. So.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the globe, in Canada, it's hectic.
Yeah. Nice.
But, like, nah, I think it's good. It's definitely a good initiative. I just hope the money goes where it's supposed to go, you know what I mean? Like, you always hear all these foundations, all these people like pouring money into stuff, and then like money is relocated, going to different places. The accountant like is take like rewiring it back into something. Like, I mean, it's a good initiative. We'll just see what happens. You know, it made headlines,
But I mean, we'll if you look at the man's track record, he has the track record to do some damage or some repairment when it comes to the environment. PC speaking. You know?
We'll see, bro. I mean, like, it's kind of counterintuitive. Like, his business that he made billions off, like, it's probably one of the businesses that contribute heavily to the problem that we have. So he's giving $10 billion, but he's not like the problem's home. The problem's at home. You know what I mean? Like, fix your house. You know, like, see what's good at home. But I mean, it's good initiative, nevertheless. Nevertheless.
I think anything that's pro climate, most things. I was listening to this one podcast about, I think if it was Delta or United becoming the world's first carbon neutral airplane carrier by 2022 or 25 or something like that. But the issue is, if everybody were to subsidize their environmental capital spending, so to speak, there wouldn't be enough subsidizing for everyone.
True.
But I do think it's a good thing when companies, etc., are moving towards that. It's needed. It's very needed.
100%. Definitely think it's like it was definitely forced upon them, you know what I mean? Like just how the social environment is currently. Like, you can't be a company in 2020 and not attempt to have some stance on sustainability, you know what I mean? Like,
And
crazy.
so many people are still so shitty when it comes to sustainability. It's
Oh, there's so many, bro.
ridiculous.
I'm actually taking sustainability this year. Like, what's one of my
Oh, that's
courses?
good.
So, like, I can attest, bro. I can attest. It's good
Other than
facts.
that, this huge thing happened when I was in London. And it's news. It's not business news, but it's news.
What's that?
So this woman, I forgot her name just now. She was the host of Love Island, and Love Island, I realized, is huge in the
Yeah,
UK.
it's huge. Because there are
It's
two. They're
huge,
like,
bro.
there's like a Love Island in the UK, and then there's the one in the US. Like, no one likes the one in the US. Like, the one in the UK is the one that's where it's at, bro.
It's
It's much more hilarious, apparently.
Exactly. And the host, she, because right now they're running their winter season of Love Island, and she got kicked off the show and couldn't host the winter season because she was charged with hitting or like assault towards her boyfriend, right? And so, which implicates that she was in a bad mental state. And we all know the press in the UK, like with the whole Meghan and Prince Harry thing and all that stuff,
They're
they
brutal.
seem to be brutal. Yeah, brutal. Friday, she killed herself, bro. So it's all
Wow.
over the news, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, it's a huge thing.
That's crazy.
And like, they remember Caroline Falk was her name. Which is like super sad, bro.
No, it's true.
But
Suicide is
the
never.
positive,
Yeah, seriously.
but the positive effect of it is that it sparked a huge mental health debate in the UK. But it's still sad that you know, lives has to end for that too, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, yeah, not much you can say on that still.
No, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, and that's the listeners, just like reach out to a friend or, you know, whatever, just, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for comfort if you feel like you need it. Personally speaking, I'm extremely bad at that, because I'm like, oh, I can deal with everything myself, but you need to, you know, talk to people and whatnot, whatnot.
It's true. You have to, bro. I've had a friend that actually died, like committed suicide back before, like, I met you. It's not a good time. Like, you always feel like you, but you never know. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you as like don't wait for someone to come at you. Like, just ask your friend, like, yo, what's good? Like, how you doing? Like, how's your day? You know what I mean? Like, just yeah, you don't have to wait for someone to hit you up. Just hit someone up, I guess.
I agree 100%.
Yo, in other note, I don't think we've addressed this for the month. Correct me if I'm wrong, But this is Black History Month, bro.
Oh, shit. No, we haven't.
And it's...
That's kind
of
shitty.
It's the 19th of February. Yo, why is Black History Month... Yo, why is Black History Month the shortest month, bro? Let's talk about that, fam. Let's talk about that. These are things the audience want to know, fam.
An iPhone charger.
These are things the audience want to know. Like, why is Black History Month the shortest month? Like, what type of...
Oh, and we have a war going on as well. We have to address that, too.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
But Black History Month first. Yeah, it's...
Shout out to all my black people listening to this podcast.
Would that be bad if you could see your demographic, like, color-wise?
What is this? We're doing a census? This is a census poll. That's wild. But honestly, though, I guess for this episode, let me dedicate this one to Black History Month. The next one too, because that's the last.
Who's your biggest black? What do you call it? Person that you look up to?
That's a good question, bro. Dead or alive?
Okay, pick one of each, or like you can categorize it. You can get creative.
I'd say dead.
I need to go around.
Yo, Victor is currently running. He's not by the mic, but I'd say my biggest dead would probably be a tie between Malcolm X and MLK. It's a tie because they have two different approaches. But though I identify with both those approaches, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I would say. That's a tie there. Alive. I think it would be James Lowry. A lot of people don't know who that is, but he's like one of the first.
No idea. Never heard the name before.
It's one of the first management consultants, first black management consultants. Okay. He actually worked for McKinsey and worked for BCG. Like, he worked for all of them, bro. And then he also, like...
So he's a slut. He's a slut.
He's just one of the greatest consultants to ever live, you know? Yeah. To live. He's still living. But, like, shout out to him still.
Yeah.
What about you?
In terms of culture right now, I'd say Stormzy. And then I'd also say... I'd say AJ and Stormzy. And then, I mean, when it comes to, a lot of people categorize Barack as black, and I would definitely say, like, he's a big, I have a hard time, you know.
He's black, bro.
Yeah. but that's not what I was going to say. I have a hard time, but I just because I feel like my connection to, like, MLK and those things, that's like, That's major things. However, in my life, with Sweden and everything, it hasn't that aspect hasn't been as present. And I don't know if it's because of my skin color that I haven't felt black oppression as much as maybe the black person next to me, or however to say it, you know. But I mean, yeah, maybe that's too small-minded, but I definitely, I really, really respect, and actually, you know what, Rihanna, I'm gonna say Rihanna, because she's, and Jay-Z.
Okay, fair. That's like four people you name, but okay.
It's difficult, you know. There's
it is difficult.
Black excellent out there right now.
It's difficult, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone listening that's celebrating Black History Month. We should be everyone. Just saying.
Yeah, and if you're white, stop listening. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We love you no matter if you're. Oh, bro, yo. I can't talk about this on the podcast, so I won't. However, let's move on. Yeah, there's a war going on. Okay, you got a dip. Let's just address the war going on between us and INO right now. Shots are fired. I got scared when I saw the video. I still have to be a man and stand by my point. I stand by my feet. Can't return back to Barbados in the next 5 years or so.
Bro, we're fine, bro. You're fine, bro. Like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, you want protection? I call my goons up. You're blessed. You know, like, don't worry. You're actually blessed. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
My name want war, then my name get war still, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Carl, let's just get on to music. Music of the week.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, our numbers are super solid right now. I don't know if you've checked them anything lately, but they're like wicked.
Are they blessed?
Yeah, they're blessed. You should check them later.
Did you hear that, Carl? So you can't be making these errors, fam. Like, you can't be over here, like, playing.
Yeah, bro, if you do it again, you're going to get slapped.
The back of behind. Lashes. Not the front. The back.
The back.
The back.
That'll hurt. That's or the we'll point. Grab the cane, bro. Let's just grab the cane. And
hit you were here talking about hard. Corporal punishment? Like,
the man's probably crying editing this.
That's wild. Yo, next episode we should bring up Shiv. We should like bring Shiv on the episode on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, sure.
Tell you what he has some nice stuff to say. I'll be in London next episode.
Yeah, that'd be wicked.
It'll be a joke. That'd be fun to bring the boys with his talk.
100%. Shiv Khanna on the air. John, music. You have a song.
Music. I mean, we're not doing any Caribbean music in, like, solely, but I can say right now the song I'm listening to nonstop that is just in my ear wherever I'm going.
Hey yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all.
When the bed to the entire party. Enter party, all the girl them go shake their body. Go shake their body.
Is Burna Boy, Gabona. Do you know that song?
I don't think I've heard it.
Brody.
It's Burna Boy, so it must be wicked.
It's a top one. It's like weird. Like, I've never heard a song like this. It's weird, but at the same time, I need to listen to it over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, he does some weird stuff with his voice. I'm like, never heard that in a pop record, but it's a vibe. It works, you know? So check it out.
Wicked. Okay. And that's sweet. Check it out, listeners. So, love advice from John. Carl, roll the intro.
What's a painting?
A painting is someone who you think looks nice. So there's different paintings for different people.
What do you got first?
The intro.
Week?
this week is short and sweet. You know what I mean? Like, take it one day at a time, fam. Like, life, you take life one day at a time, you take love one day at a time. You know what I mean? You wake up.
Yeah.
The same way you wake up with purpose, you have to love with purpose. That's it, bro. I'm out. Peace. Signing off.
Okay, so mine is just buy the handcuffs because then they can't run
away. Yo, we're gonna have like a B-side. We need the month of March should be for Victor. That's what's up. Every episode in March, we're going to have some advice from you. It may not be good advice.
Yeah, that's true.
It may not be good advice, but like still, like we'll have the advice there still.
No, but if I'm going to take it seriously when it's about love advice.
It's not love advice.
I am taking it seriously.
It's not love. It's not love advice. We call it something else. I'll figure out what to call it. But yo, I got to peace out, bro.
Okay, guys, listeners, women, girls, boys, whatever you are, whatever. Thank you for listening this week.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys.
We need to shout out the non-binary people listening.
True. Shout out shout out everyone.
John, end it on a high. You're going to the studio. The music is fading in. We have Burna Boy in the back. Whoa.
Yeah, we're out. Okay,
you're fading in.
Peace out.